catch This Side of Country with Trav every Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to noon Central Standard Time on 95.9 KRFF. Also streaming everywhere at RadioFreeFargo.org. We spotlight the music of local country artists, new indie country, and celebrate the legends. This Side of Country with Trav
on 95.9 KRFF.
This Side of Country. This Side of Country.
We've got Darian Lee, singer-songwriter, right out of Minnesota, in studio with us. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm good. How are
you? It's so good to see you. It's been a minute.
It has been.
Last time we had you here, you were doing some sort of a charity fundraiser gig,
yes,
right? With a local pet adoption?
Yeah. Homeward Animal Shelter.
I love that you do that. Tell me how you got connected.
It was, for me, it's so close to home. And I know, like so many people, you love your pets and it just expands further than that. And so for me, the second that I heard about them and just their mission behind how they work in general was something that I fell in love with.
I love that. Do you have a pet of your own? Of course.
I do.
Tell me about him.
He is a Maltese poodle. He's a little tiny guy.
Yeah.
His name is Zeus. He's the cutest ever. Take little goodnight stories with him every night for Instagram.
Do you take him on the road with you?
We've taken him on a few trips. He's very interesting these days because he has diabetes, actually.
Oh, okay.
And so it's kind of taken over his vision. So he's very interesting. We took him to the beach. He was like everybody's entertainment because he can see well enough to know what's happening. But running around the beach, doing zoomies all over and people are watching. It was fun.
So you're in town tonight, and I found this kind of funny. We haven't had you here for a large, all-out Fargo gig in a very long time, but you were telling me before the show here that your band is actually in Fargo.
Yes, every single one is in Fargo.
Well, how did that come about? I mean, you're way up in northern Minnesota, about two and a half hours.
Right.
Your band is here, so how do you connect and collaborate for these gigs? How did you find them?
Yeah, it was purely out of connections. The people that you know, it does magic for you.
Right.
And thankfully, they love to take a little road trip drive just as much as I do. So sometimes they come up there and sometimes I come down here. And it's worked out. They're great. They're so willing to do as much as we can to make it all work. And it's been fun.
You blew my mind in another thing that you mentioned before the show here. You've never actually had like a full-on show here in Fargo, but you're only like 2 hours away from Fargo. We got to get you a full-on show because you did some really cool gigs over the summer. You did Winstock. Tell me about Winstock and the festivals you played.
Winstock was so much fun. I opened up, so it's the other stage. They have two stages, and so I played before Elvie Shane and Sam Hunt, a few people before them. And then the next day, I did a morning show, which was 10 a.m. And, you know, I'm kind of expecting people to slowly come in, but they showed up. Country music fans show up, whether it's 8 p.m., 11 p.m., or 10 a.m. the next morning after. They definitely show up. But yeah, full band gig here. I've done a lot of solo acoustic stuff here, but a full band would be really fun.
We got to make that happen sooner than later.
Yes.
Most recently, you have like a call to action on a music video for your latest song. Tell us about that.
Yes, I released my song 10,000 Miles a few months back. It's military based. I wrote it while the person that I love was deployed, and I realized that there's so many people that have military homecomings and photos of them with their veterans or service members, whether they be active duty or veterans, and there's just so much love to go there that I felt like everybody has something they want to share. So I wanted to invite people to share their 10,000 Miles reason why.
Would that happen to be about the gentleman that is sitting right next to you over here? Introduce yourself.
Hey, I'm Zach, and I'm Darian's boyfriend.
How long have you two been together now?
Going on 3 years now. It's been a little
while. Congratulations. Yep. How did you two meet? Is that the PG-13 version?
Right. Okay.
How did you two meet?
We actually met through a mutual friend, which it wasn't circumstances you would normally think you'd meet someone. It was actually pretty sad circumstances.
Oh,
but
no.
we met, and we both are grateful for that person for being able to connect us both.
Right. Well, how does it feel knowing that she wrote a song about you?
When she first told me, just speechless. I mean, I was obviously extremely grateful, but I mean, speechless. It's amazing.
Okay, so from there, I mean, she set the bar pretty high now. So I imagine come Valentine's Day, birthdays, Christmas, you're like, well, now she wrote me a song that literally everybody in the entire world knows about. So how do you top that with Christmas and birthday? What do you do?
Of course, I'll have to tell her I love her back. And then, you know, maybe I'll have to explore my songwriting.
Oh, boy.
We'll see how that goes.
So do you ever hold that over his head? Like, babe, would you mind taking out the trash? Not now. I wrote a song about it.
I've never thought about it, but you're giving me ideas now.
So tell us about some. Have you been receiving some videos and some photos that you're looking for your music video? How is that coming along?
It's come along so honorably, honestly. Yeah. There's been so many people sending in military coming home videos and photos of their loved service member, and it's so touching to see them and for them to also be so willing to share them with me, right, to put to my song, to share with the world, essentially.
You know, and I hope that we see this new music video go to CMT, because you're no stranger to CMT. You've actually had some of your work on CMT. Tell me about that.
Yeah, I've had 3 previous music videos go to CMT, which is really weird to say out loud. It's crazy. It's such an honor, because it's something that I dreamed about from the time I was a little kid.
And yeah,
it's so cool to see dreams that you have just be achieved in front of your eyes, and it's almost unbelievable at the same time. You know, you want to celebrate as hard as you can, but at the same time, you're still speechless about it.
Right, and you're just getting started.
Yeah,
you know, you're just getting started. I mean, this is the tip of the iceberg for your career. You're so talented, and you still have so much bigger things ahead of you. And this is just the tip of the iceberg. What was it like growing up in your home? Did you come from a musical family? Were mom and dad musicians at all, performers in any level?
I wouldn't say performers. They were definitely in like the typical school choir, school band, things like that, but it never went further than that. They are huge fans of music in general, though. Right. And I have 3 older brothers, those of which are, one of them is especially musical, but they both, all of them love music and have great voices themselves.
Right.
But it was definitely something that I kind of fell to music because I struggled in school a little bit.
Yeah.
And so something that memorizing spelling words, math problems, whatever it might be, it was totally the thing that helped me do that.
Right.
And so being able to use that as a source of education as well as just an outlet really kind of pushed me towards doing this for my career.
Did you ever think with what you're doing with your career that you would actually represent some people out there with what your upbringing was? Because you did something that was really unique, and I loved a caption. Excuse me if I get it completely wrong, but kind of in the vein of you were the odd person out in high school. And so when you got to be on the big stage this past summer, you're like, not bad for somebody who was kind of the odd person out in high school. Tell me about that, because I obviously can relate as well to that.
Right.
Tell me kind of how high school went. And what did it do to drive you to this point where you're at in your career now?
Yeah, I mean, I think everybody kind of, it's weird because we can all live such different lives but have very, very similar pages in a different chapter.
Right.
And I found that, you know, I was the kid that went out on the weekends. I was at home and I just kind of stayed in my room and played music.
Right.
And it was one of those things where it's like, you could go out and you could go do all these things, but I wasn't really the person that was going to do that.
Right.
And so you kind of fall behind because you're not with everybody doing all those socializing things, and you don't understand the inside jokes or whatever it might be. And you kind of get a little bit left out because of it.
Right.
And at a cause of that, I mean, in the post that you're talking about, I said sometimes it's cooler not to be one of the cool kids growing up.
Right, right. Tell me about some of the artists we may know who influenced your musical career.
Yeah. I mean, there's so many of them, right? Don't we all have like a million people that we love?
Oh, but yeah.
For me, 2 big ones have always been Johnny Cash and Shania Twain. I think both walk a fine line, right?
Yeah.
Between like their artistry and also like kind of safely pushing the envelope in a way where it's still them and unique to just them.
Right.
And not something that's like totally crazy and all these things, but their songwriting, I think Johnny Cash like set the bar for songwriting, and Shania Twain really opened up country music to so much more.
Right.
And they're just such page pushers, and I love them. They're great.
I want to ask you, because obviously we talk about the big names that influenced you, but do you remember any local names growing up that you were like, I heard about this person a lot?
I actually was really blessed to have someone very close to my hometown, Ashley Hewitt, who was someone that really, I saw what she's doing and I was like, that girl's doing exactly what I want to do when I get older. And then I've been by so many different musicians, and every musician inspires me because music is something that is so geared by what you're feeling inside.
Right.
Not so much always the glitz and the glam, which is great in itself, but like it's geared artistically by yourself.
Right.
And I've had so much great advice. Courtney Guns was the first one to tell me to pick up a guitar. And I'm going to pick up a guitar tomorrow. You know, there's been so many great people out there. And I've always found that there's a lot of people, there's more people that are willing to help than aren't.
Right.
And it's an open community and I love it. It's been so great.
What is something you hope that your fans, your listeners will say about you as an artist, like you just said about Shania?
Yeah. I think for me, it's just mostly that through it all, I've been myself.
Right.
because, I mean, you can get so lost in so many different things, and I always get comments of, don't become this person, and don't become that person, or whatever it might be. In my whole life, I've just thought, the only person I desire to be is myself.
Right.
And if that's an effective positivity, then that's all I could ever wish for. If it's pushing an envelope, yeah, or being more inclusive, whatever it is, I'm happy with it all.
On the flip side, like I said, you're just getting started, but believe it or not, there's probably junior high girls right now looking at what you're doing, looking at all the amazing things you're doing. You're inspiring them. They're the next generation coming up. What would you have to say to them as they're like, oh, I don't know, that's kind of intimidating. I've got to be all these different things. What would you say to them, to these young ladies who are just getting started and want to be in your shoes someday?
Right. Well, having had been in that place not too long ago, I would say don't be afraid to take the first step.
Yeah.
Whether it's in a direction that's set in stone perfect or a path that's a little bit bumpy, you're still taking the first step.
Yeah.
And the most important thing is that. And you don't want to, for me, it's always been, I don't want to look back and question.
Right.
And the greatest thing is being able to take that step and just push. Just work hard.
Right.
Hard work will earn you whatever you want it to.
Again, tell us a little bit about the meaning behind the song.
Yeah. The story always sounds a little bit funny. I was at one of the biggest events you can be at in Nashville for country radio. And with that, there's a lot of the stereotypical, and stereotypical is a poor way to explain it, but the handshaking, the performances, and you know, nice to see you again, because you don't want to say the wrong thing, whatever it might be, the keeping forward faces and whatnot. And he was actually deployed at the time on the USS New York in the Marine Corps. And so at the time, it was wanting to call him and tell him about the cool hands I was able to shake that day, and the, guess what, I ran into Riley Duckman, like, what is this, and Chuck Wicks, and all these things, and realizing that that phone call was far away, and that that wasn't possible. And in that moment, and in many other moments, I have many service members in my family, so they made us very aware of all the things that happen in that, and how that is, and realizing that so many people have that phone call that they too want to make, or and that they may not even get the chance to make. I've seen that side of the coin as well, and realizing that, it kind of just, I needed to record a song in like 2 days. I had songs that were sent to me by many other artists, and I was like, man, they aren't the right one. And my mom looked at me, and very just like a mom, said, why don't you just write it? And I was like, right. Why don't I just write it? And so went into the hotel bathroom and just really just wrote it out. It was a 10-minute write that very rarely happens in the music writing world, but
and sometimes those are the best ones, though, because this is an amazing song.
Yeah,
absolutely. Tell us what the name of the song is again.
It's called 10,000 Miles, and it's all about that distance in between you and your service member.
Darian, tell us, where can we send those homecoming videos and photos? Yes. Maybe even see them in your new video.
Yes, I'm doing a official lyric video, and I realize also I did initially do it as homecoming videos and photos, but I myself have many great uncles and my grandfather served, and I realize that they too don't have those homecoming videos.
Wow.
And so not only can you send in your homecoming videos and photos, you can send in photos or videos of your loved one, your loved service member, whatever they might be. It's an all come one, come all sort of thing. The true meaning of the song 10,000 Miles is you and your loved service member.
Darian, where can we find you on social media? You're killing it, by the way, on social media. But for those who are not following you yet, where can we find you?
You can find me all over social media, Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, TikTok, Twitter, whatever it might be, at Darian Lee. You can also send your homecoming videos, veteran photos, service member, active duty, to me on Instagram and Facebook at Darian Lee, or to homecomingvideos@darianlee.com.
Awesome.
And that'll be released on Veterans Day.
Fantastic. Thank you for coming all the way down to Fargo here, hanging out with
us this morning.
Catch This Side of Country with Trav every Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to noon Central Standard Time on 95.9 KRFF. Also streaming everywhere at RadioFreeFargo.org. We spotlight the music of local country artists, new indie country, and celebrate the legends. This Side of Country with Trav
on 95.9 KRFF. This Side of Country. This Side of Country.